Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
I can beat Brock Lesnar in my sleep. So you don't deserve to be in a ring, you mean?
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pizzano, along with my brother Joe Pizzano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
All we asked is that they don't screw up Ronda versus Becky. It's the only thing we wanted. They said, here you go. Here's that match.
Oh, thank you.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
No, we're going to fuck it up, and we're going to throw in, here's Charlotte. Oh, looks kind of looks like her. Here's Charlotte Flair. There it is. Now, they still have time to fix it.
They do.
But I'm not confident they will.
Right.
I'm confident Becky will find her way back into this match.
Like Stone Cold.
But I'm not... Don't you dare say that.
Wow.
If they want her to be Stone Cold, then she should just flip everybody off and stun people.
Yes.
Because they're trying to treat her like Stone Cold, and she's not.
Look, the first time...
And it pisses me off.
The first time she's going to flip someone off and stun them will be right before she pins Rousey at the main event of WrestleMania. You know
what? That would be incredible.
It would.
That would be incredible.
You know what the difference between her and Stone Cold is? Stone Cold would have never apologized.
Never!
Ever!
And they wouldn't have asked him. We want you to apologize. All that means I'm going to come over there and stun your ass over and over.
Well, yeah. this is the PG version of Kiss My Ass Club, you know?
Right.
And sorry, Vince, I gave you 10 stunners.
Vince tried to, you know, have Stone Cold join the Kiss My Ass Club, and Stone Cold got down on one knee and punched Vince in the balls.
Yes. Fantastic.
So,
yeah. I hate this whole thing. I hate what Vince did.
Right.
She says she's sorry. Nope, not good enough.
Nope.
You're suspended. Oh, did you suspend Stone Cold when he was a cash cow? After stunning you, Vince? Maybe you did, but Stone Cold came right
back. Yeah, well,
the ratings were a lot better then.
Right.
I just, either treat her like Stone Cold and like literally make her, like shave her head, like make her Stone Cold.
Yes.
Or let her be her own thing.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. Which is what she's been.
Yeah.
And they can't do it.
No. Well, it seems like they're trying to force another yes movement to get the fans to riot. And, you know, it's like, oh, we keep fucking her over. We were fucking her over for months.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I don't know. But again, if Charlotte's not in this match, what does she do at WrestleMania? That's why she's in this match.
Oh, you know what?
I can't leave Charlotte out of it.
I made some notes on that. Oh, who cares?
Well, yeah, I know.
I know. Make her the special guest referee. She kind of has beef with both bitches.
Like, if you said anything, it would be better than her being in the match.
Make the SmackDown Women's title like a fatal four-way or something. I don't know.
Sure.
I think everyone would be fine with Asuka Charlotte 2.
How about Asuka Charlotte ladder match?
Boom.
It was the best singles match of Mania last year.
It was.
Charlotte Asuka. You could have that again and have Asuka get the win this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, wait, should have got the win the first time. Anyways.
Oh.
Charlotte does have her streak to contest that we made up.
That you made up?
Yes.
Oh, don't put that on me.
It's all on you.
Maybe it is.
All right, so we're already into it because you already know what happened. It's hard to avoid.
Right.
It's got to be the first thing we talk about.
Of course.
But we got to examine this whole thing, Raw and SmackDown. In very descriptive detail.
What a clusterfuck. I'm so happy for this show right now. I'm so happy for it.
I'm ecstatic.
Because Raw's SmackDown was awful. Like,
SmackDown
like
wasn't
6
bad.
Months ago. Oh, because they had a gauntlet match?
It was
Mr. Hart.
Better than
Reigns. Oh, gee, which New Day's going to fight? The same one that always fights? It's a fucking hour-long match that means nothing.
Yes.
Whoopity-doo.
So as you can see, Joe's very upset.
Very upset. No. He needs a breather.
They screwed everything up again.
I guess Joe hasn't slept on this yet. I at least got to sleep after the whole Charlotte thing. I'm sure you did,
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah.
Joe's been up for 48 hours, so
yeah.
Apologies. he's twitching. It's not good. But before we get to Raw and SmackDown, we have to thank 4 new people who joined Patreon. Mm. They signed up. They wanted in, and now they're here. So thank you to Tobin, Mark Young, Michael Johnson, and Jay Benjamin.
Ooh, Jay Benjamin.
And if you want to join those 4 people, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yes, because there will be an Elimination Chamber recap this weekend.
There will.
Mm. Mm.
So, on to...
As we are there live.
Something, yes. Something like that.
We'll see.
So, Monday Night Raw begins with Triple H and Stephanie in the ring. Mm. And Stephanie starts things off with the intro that she used to do every week. Remember that?
Although they did have a jobber entrance.
Well, in case you forgot what Stephanie does.
Good evening and welcome to Monday Night Raw! To WrestleMania, but we do have a stop this Sunday in Houston, Texas for the Elimination Chamber view. Let me try that again.
Yeah, let's try that again. Damn it. What, because it's in Houston you had to screw it up, Steph? Really? Fuck Houston, right?
You schmuck.
You schmuck.
Stephanie, I challenge the entire WWE Universe. The next time Stephanie comes out and says, "Welcome to Monday Night Raw," to just shut your mouth.
Yeah.
I want her to hear this. Nothing. Because no to Stephanie.
Well, it's like, what is she doing? An impression of her dad?
Right.
Why is she trying to do a man's voice?
Clearly, I'm daddy's girl.
She's not trying. That's her voice now.
I don't like it. So they hype both chamber matches. Rousey defending her title against Ruby Riott, which randomly got thrown in there. They Some threw reason. In so many random matches for right. the chamber. They threw in 4 random matches that they were like, oh shit, we forgot. These pay-per-views are 4 hours now.
Yeah.
We have to add a bunch of random matches.
And they couldn't have made 1 more chamber match.
Oh, come on. 2's enough.
No.
Yes. 2 is enough, Eric.
2's enough.
2 is never enough.
2 is Again, enough. I'm sorry, Strowman versus Corbin. Wasn't this 2 pay-per-views ago?
Yes. 3, 4, who cares?
But they didn't actually get to fight because Strowman had a fucked up elbow. Over there.
Why didn't they do like Strowman versus like Corbin and McIntyre? What's McIntyre doing on this show?
Yeah.
What's Finn Balor doing Absolutely on this no. show?
Well, he's fighting.
Oh, that's right.
Title.
Yeah.
He heard there. That's already 1 handicap match.
Yeah.
If you can consider that a handicap match. So, yeah, they hype all the chamber matches, and then they Triple H throws the Titantron, showing Becky attacking both of them last week. Stephanie says Becky saw her doctors, so let's see what they had to say. And Becky comes out before Stephanie finishes talking. Triple H then apologizes to Becky for accusing her of faking an injury, and then says that the WWE doctors talked to Becky's doctors, and they all agree that she just needs a couple of weeks of physical therapy. Mm. There's no, you know, tear or anything like that, so she's going to be okay. Mm. Triple H says the match with Rousey at WrestleMania is back on if Becky apologizes to both of them. And unfortunately for the authority, Becky isn't having it.
Shut your face. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I don't trust your old man. Your whole family has been screwing people over for decades. Trying to take something from me. You're trying to take my opportunity to go to WrestleMania, and where I come from, that's stealing, and nobody is stealing my opportunity. Not you, not you. And I will fight anybody. I will fight anybody to get to where I want to. I will fight you. I will fight you, and I will fight your old man if it comes down to it. But apologize? Hell no. to do. Take your apology and shove it up your arse.
Your arse.
And then Sheamus came out. And he's like, nice one.
That'll do. And then Finn Balor comes out. And he's like, nice one.
And then McIntyre
says, nice one.
Yeah.
And then insert Irish wrestler here says, nice one.
Yes. So Stephanie's
like, nice one. Hornswoggle. Keep going.
Stephanie gets in Becky's face and they start jawing at each other. But then Triple H separates them and he gives Becky a deadline.
If telling you is a problem, then I'm not telling you anything. I'm giving you a choice. But by the end of the night, I need you to come out here and tell me what that choice is. Will you go to WrestleMania? Will you fight for your dream? Will you fight Ronda Rousey? Will you show the world that you are the man? Or will you choose to throw it all away? The choice is yours.
This whole setup has been awful. First of all, Stephanie's like, hey, just see the doctor. Which she ultimately saw the doctor.
Yeah. Right.
So she's like, I'm a bad guy usually. Yeah, but I'm just saying, can you see a doctor? Can you just see a doctor? Boom, punch.
Right.
The next week, hey, you hit my wife. That wasn't cool, but please don't do it. Boom, punch. She's like the heel in this story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, we're sorry for you punching us. So can you just say you're sorry back? So she should have said immediately, go fuck yourself. This is my attitude now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you don't put me in this match, then I'll just destroy everything. Or, okay, fine, I'm sorry. Am I in the match now? Like, what is this thought? And then I have to think, and I have to go talk to Finn Balor and Alexa Bliss. And can everyone tell me what to do?
Yeah.
I hated this. Right. Like, she's undecisive, all of us. Like, who is this person? They're taking the badass away from Becky.
Yeah. Well, and Triple H and Stephanie, they keep going back and forth between heels and faces.
What are they? Right.
And then it's like, you know, you need an apology just to, like, fulfill their own egos.
I'll tell you, one of the coolest feuds in the Attitude Era was Triple H versus Stephanie. When all that went down,
yeah.
I thought they were maybe hinting towards that because Stephanie remained a heel and Triple H has been kind of speaking like he's a face lately. And I'm like, ooh, this could be a fun conflict when they're together.
Yeah.
No, Steph, not now. We're going to do this. I sent you that video. You didn't comment on it.
Yeah, it was funny.
Triple H's going, now.
Now.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they hinted at this a few years ago. Like, yeah. When Stephanie got arrested, I think. And then Triple H stayed at Raw, and there was some point where they're like, "Hey, Stephanie's ready to be bailed out. You know, you can go pick her up now." But then he's like, "It's fine," and like he stays at Raw, and it's like, "Oh, are they gonna split up or something?"
Right,
but
right. A hint.
They
hint,
ultimately hint. Did not do that.
Nothing now. Happened Nothing
because happened. They're married in real life, and you know you can't have that.
God,
there's no more kayfabe.
Yeah.
So yeah, he gives Becky till the end of the night. Obviously, we know what happens, but we'll get back to that later, where Joe will scream some more.
Fuck.
Next up, we have Bayley and Sasha versus Nia Jax and Tamina versus Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan. The loser has to start the Elimination Chamber match first. Mm. And before the match, Nia and Tamina say after Sunday, they're going to rename the Elimination Chamber the Samoan Slaughterhouse.
Okay, so that's awful.
Yeah.
Let's get to this match. There's three teams, and the loser starts Elimination Chamber. Eric, why would you ever tag into this match? Go. Eric, why would you ever break up a tag where someone is pinning someone else, and you would just go, hey, that's fine,
yeah,
because we don't lose? This didn't make any sense. I hated this.
Yeah, but you need the win to keep your momentum going into the pay-per-view, no. As Michael Cole says.
This is so retarded.
No, it makes no sense whatsoever. It's like, they're pinning them?
It was funny because Corey was complimenting Sasha and Bayley for not doing that for like the first half of the match, but then eventually Bayley tags herself in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And you know Bayley and Sasha are going to lose.
Of course, yeah.
Like, oh, you knew that.
Right. And so Sasha was attacked by the Riot Squad outside the ring, and then officials helped her to the back. So I guess she's still banged up for real, because it's 2 weeks in a row now where she hasn't wrestled. They pushed her into the barricade, but that was really it.
Yeah.
And Bayley does a good job by herself, but eventually Tamina breaks up Bayley's pin on Liv with a super kick. Nia tags in, hits Bayley with the Samoan drop for the win. So the Boston hug connection will start the chamber match.
Oh, wow. Mm. And water's wet.
Yes. Next up, we walk with Elias, except he's interrupted by the Titantron, where we see Becky.
Jeff Jarrett. Oh.
No. No. We're done
Road
with that.
Road dog.
Please. We're done with that. No more. No. Stop it.
Tonight.
I'm swimming too slow. I can't swim
look,
if the pool
this is your last warning. This is... So we see Becky backstage. She's on the Titantron. Mm. And at first I thought Elias was going to sing about her.
Right.
Like, Becky's got to make a decision.
Well,
you
it
know,
was
something
like,
stupid.
It was like they announce him, then he strums, then it cuts. Like, yeah. They kept cutting away from him.
They always do that. They'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, Elias. Boom. And commercial.
Right. Or just backstage.
Yeah.
Why isn't he still playing?
Right.
Why can't we hear him?
This guy gets no love whatsoever.
That's why he turned heel again. He gets no respect.
Why exactly. Do you not get arrested for kidnapping a woman?
These are things you don't have to worry about.
Right.
Wrestling.
Thank you.
Real.
All right. Okay. So Finn Balor walks up and tells Becky, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I've seen pride get the better of many a man. Don't let it get the better of the man. Becky thanks Finn and tells him your abs are still awesome, by the way.
What?
Aren't they?
Huh?
Poor Becky. Though? Poor Becky. Can't get a date. Your abs are still awesome.
I thought maybe that was a hint that like maybe they're fucking. I don't know.
No,
it's not. Okay. So back to Elias, except he's interrupted by a video package for Seth Rollins.
Yeah, what?
Huh? So we watched what Seth's been doing for the last year. He's going to talk about Brock later. Get ready for that. Back to Elias, except this time he's interrupted by the Lucha House Party.
Right.
Elias yells at them for interrupting him, but Kalisto tells him we want to walk with Elias. Elias performs his song, shitting on Grand Rapids. The Luchas give him a thumbs down. They dance like idiots. Mm-hmm. And then Kalisto tells Elias he wants a chance to play the guitar. So Kalisto sits on the stool, and turns out he can play a little.
Just a little.
Of course, Elias gets jealous, and thankfully this week he brought two guitars.
Yes.
Because he smashes one across Kalisto's back and then runs away.
Thank you.
So Elias...
Best move?
Well, it's a nominee for sure. But Elias is now feuding with the Lucha House Party.
Well.
Which means next week... He will fight Kalisto.
And then the week,
then
after,
the week
that,
after that, the other one.
Lindsay
and
Dorado.
The week after that, the other one.
And then at Grand the Metalik. WrestleMania pre-show.
Yes.
He fights them all in the house party rules.
And that's when Sin Cara will make his return.
And turn on the house party.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. That would be fine.
Yeah.
You could have all this shit happen if Sin Cara returns and turns on the house party.
And he turns not by attacking them. But just by like ripping the head off of one of the pinatas.
Yes.
And all of their power just leaves their body.
They just crumble in a heap.
That is where their power comes from.
Yeah, they all just melt and we never see them again.
Right. I don't know.
Sin Cara liked one of my tweets.
That's great. What was that? What tweet did he like?
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, so I saw this. It was like this video. This guy standing outside of the ring.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he was on like this pedestal and it shot him up like 15 feet into the
air.
It's
like from the 70s, apparently.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, clearly Sin Cara is doing it wrong because someone catches him and does the move.
Yeah.
And it was like a pretty cool thing. And
that's funny.
Yeah, he liked it.
All right. So there you have it, everyone.
Oh, what did he say, Eric?
He just liked it.
He just liked it.
What do you mean?
But that's like on his profile.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you want to contact him, here's his P.O. box.
Here's a P.O. box.
In El Paso,
in El Paso, Texas.
So there you have it, folks. Sin Cara, Eric's favorite new wrestler.
No.
So, like, which Sin Cara is that? Is that just like a WWE marketing department saying they're Sin Cara?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Right. Is any of these wrestlers Twitter their Twitter?
So is he's hurt?
He's coming back.
Yes. For real, he's been hurt?
Yeah.
So like, well, what does that really mean? Like no one can fit into the costume in all these 3 weeks?
Well, now he has a tattoo that's very distinctive.
Yeah, well, he's been hinting at a tag team with Rey Mysterio, so that's...
Against Almas.
So we're going to have two Lucha House parties pretty soon.
Two different parties.
Yeah. And then eventually they'll merge.
It'll be crazy. And then Joe's been asking for a new faction, and this is what I'll get.
Yeah, there you go.
Six Luchas running the show.
The Lucha House party has joined the Sin Caras to form the Flippity Doos.
Yeah. All right, that's enough about those fucks. Next up, we have Finn Balor versus Drew McIntyre with Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush ringside.
Ah, cool. Another match we don't care about.
Balor sets up for the coup de grace, but Lashley pushes him off the top rope, so DQ finish. McIntyre and Lashley attack Balor after the match, but then Kurt Angle comes out for the save, hitting both men with German suplexes.
Kurt Angle hobbles out to try to save somebody.
Kurt puts Lio Rush in the ankle lock, but then Corbin shows up and clotheslines Angle from behind. Then Braun Strowman comes out, and when we come back from commercial...
Oh, boy!
It's a six-man tag match, playa.
I thought this would be the Elimination Chamber match. They'd kind of change it to this. Because, you know, why not?
Number one contender match? Yeah.
Something.
Sure, whatever. Why not? So, Strowman, Angle, and Balor versus McIntyre, Lashley, and Corbin. Lashley hits Balor with the Dominator, goes for the pin. Balor gets his foot on the rope, but the ref doesn't see it and awards the win to the bad guys. Mm. However...
Oh, there's replay on this one.
However...
Yeah.
Another ref runs out to the ring...
Yes.
...and tells Nicholas's dad that he fucked up, and they restart the match.
In life and in the match.
There have been title matches... That have had, like, you know, finishes like this where it's like, oh, I have the foot on the rope. Too bad he won. And the ref doesn't run out.
But in
a random six-man tag that means nothing. Absolutely nothing. This ref's like, whoa, hold on a second.
Right.
Restart the match because we need 30 more minutes of filler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they restart the match. Braun and Kurt were taken out during the commercial, so Balor was all alone for a while. Braun got Claymore kicked over the barricade. And then later you can see when the ref yelled Braun, he's like, Braun, Braun! So Strowman could get up because he's behind the barricade. Because he's like, you know, pretending to be hurt. And the ref's like, Braun, get up. So Braun gets up, makes the tag. Braun hits Lashley with a power slam, and then Balor hits the coup de grace for the win.
Oh, boy.
So this started with... Balor versus McIntyre, then a six-man tag, then another six-man tag with the same people, and then good guys win.
And then, Jesus.
There are people backstage going, yep, we did it!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your first hour and a half of Raw.
Boom.
We did it.
So you could have made this an Elimination Chamber match at the pay-per-view.
Sure.
It could have been a six-man Elimination Chamber match for the IC title.
Sure.
Yeah, or, yeah, whatever. Sure, why not?
Yeah, whatever. Garbage.
Next up, we have an update from Kevin Owens.
Oh.
We see KO at a bowling alley with his family. Mm. He says it's been hard watching Raw because he's watching people do what he does best. However, he says he's close to coming back. He said maybe in another month. And then he says, check this out, and he bowls a gutter ball.
Oh.
Didn't get that part.
So I guess... He's staying a babyface. Because this was very, very babyface-ous, this whole promo.
Babyface-ous?
If you can count it a promo. If you can call it a promo.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
Very, very babyface-ous.
Right.
Babyface-ous, yes.
So next week, we're going to see Sami Zayn at a concert, like dancing.
No. We're going to see Kevin Owens at a mini golf. And he's going to be like, watch this. He's going to putt it off. He's going to suck at that too.
Yeah. He's going to miss.
And then the week after that,
he'll be at
like CeCe's Pizza eating a fuck ton of pizza.
And he'll get sauce all over his face.
This is what you do when you've been out injured.
Someone will
hang out with the family and just suck at bowling.
Pie pan him with a pizza. And then the pan will fall down. There'll be eye holes. And he's like, it's a living.
Right. It's going to be so much fun. Oh, that's his new gimmick, is he's so goofy.
Can't wait.
And then
we're
going to be like, oh my God, please turn him heel again.
Please.
Right.
So backstage, Charlie Caruso asks Becky, if you don't apologize, how are you going to explain this to your fans? So Becky says, that's none of your damn business, and she walks away.
Yeah, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Nikki Cross versus Ruby Riott. During the match, though, because, you know, fuck this match, we cut to Ronda confronting Becky backstage. Ronda tells Becky, just apologize even if you don't mean it. If you don't, then you're just showing everyone that you're too much of a coward to face me.
Yeah, so it's like, Becky, what are you doing? Like, I wanted to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
What? Why would Ronda give a shit?
Yeah.
You know what? Just send me anyone. If you're not, you know, like, why would she care?
Right.
Like, Becky, come on.
The person that poses the biggest threat.
Remember?
Yeah.
I guess so she can be credible. Been like, I've literally run through the entire roster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ruby wins with the Riott kick. But imagine if they would have had Nikki versus Ronda at Elimination Chamber. I would have been excited to see this match.
Right.
Because that could have been really good.
Sure.
But
no.
This will just be Ruby, and then the Riott squad will interfere, and the ref will throw them out.
Really?
We'll probably all get an arm bar.
I already had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Checks
Next
out.
Next up, we got Monday Night Rollins.
No.
Seth says, those six F5s was the worst pain I've ever felt, but I'm still here. Seth says this might be the last match of his career. But then he's interrupted by Paul Heyman, who teases Brock Lesnar coming out. But then signed super psych. that's a Simpsons quote. I can't take credit for that.
Yes.
Heyman tells Seth he's on a suicide mission, but Seth doesn't care because Brock has held the Universal title hostage for 2 years.
Pretty much.
And then Seth gets real.
Dentist. So I do not care if WrestleMania is a suicide mission, because I will be that martyr, Paul. I will be that martyr. I will sacrifice everything. I will sacrifice my body. I will sacrifice my heart. Paul, I will sell my soul to the devil. I will burn in hell if it means that Brock Lesnar does not leave WrestleMania as the Universal Champion. And Paul, that is not a prediction. That is a spoiler.
So, if he's willing
suck it
to burn in hell, he must be willing to turn heel.
Dun dun dun.
Maybe Heyman turns on Brock and aligns with Seth at Mania?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
no.
That'd be great.
Really?
Hypothetical question.
I want a face Seth to beat Brock Lesnar.
Well, yes, obviously.
I mean, if Heyman turns on Brock, they're not going to cheer Brock and boo Seth. They're going to cheer Seth no matter what.
They will.
Well, yeah, but there's no reason to do that. Just let Seth win legitimately. No one ever beats Brock.
Right.
Right.
Everyone used to always beat Brock.
So based on what
But again, he's saying he's willing to do anything. So that would mean like...
Even burn in hell.
Burn in hell.
So hypothetically... He shows up to hell.
Oh, Kane's his bodyguard.
Kane, yes. Back to Kane.
And the devil's back like, hey, Seth, burn it down. And he like snaps and like Seth catches on fire.
No, Brock catches on fire.
No, Seth said he was willing to burn in hell.
So after he wins the title, then he just goes straight to hell.
In flames. He bursts in flames.
But then the title's vacant again, and then Brock just wins it back.
Yes. At least Brock doesn't have... Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Catch 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Heyman leaves, but then out comes Dean Ambrose, and holy shit.
I only got one thing to say to you. Slay the beast.
He quoted Major League. That was awesome. That was so great. He goes, I only have one thing to say to you. That's exactly what's his name tells Vaughn at the end of Major League.
What does he tell him though?
Well, he goes, strike this motherfucker out.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not going to say
I only have one thing to say to you.
Strike this motherfucker out, Seth.
Slay the beast.
Yeah.
So it's not a quote from Major League.
The first part is, I guarantee you that's what that was his thinking.
Hmm.
Like that, you know what I mean? That was great. I loved it.
So have you ever been dating a girl and she's like, I've only got one thing to say to you. And you're like, you quoted Major League.
The way he said it was just like,
I get it. Major League's one of my favorite movies. So.
Right.
Dorn.
The way he said it was just the way Dorn said it.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, he's from Ohio.
So?
And Andrew, shit. The TV edited version, I just have one thing to say to you.
Yeah.
Strike this mother out.
Right. You want me to drag him out of here? Beat the snot out of him? Major League, if you haven't seen it, people, it's not only the best sports movie ever, it's one of the best comedies ever.
It's so good.
It's so amazing. Don't look at me like that, Eric. Watch it.
Major League?
What? Yeah, it's all right.
No.
When's the last time you watched it?
I don't know.
Like, he's never seen it.
15 years ago.
You were a child.
What?
You were a child.
No.
You were a teenager.
You were a child.
You were a teenager.
Well, I'm glad you think I'm that young.
15 years ago?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You are old. Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Sorry.
You're old as shit.
It was probably 20 years ago.
It was probably, probably 20 years ago.
Watch it again.
It's a great movie. You got it on DVD?
I do.
All right.
Yeah, you can borrow it.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Moving
Let's go
on.
Get it right now. But I thought that was cool.
I wish we had this guy 2 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
5 years then.
But no, ever since the report came out that Dean is leaving, all of a sudden, Dean's been awesome on the mic.
Yeah.
Right.
So what does that mean?
I think it's bullshit. That's still my prediction.
Okay.
That it's BS. They've never announced somebody leaving before.
Ever.
Never,
They've
ever,
never said,
ever,
oh,
never.
He hasn't resigned, so.
So I don't know why they would do this. I don't know why he would leave for anywhere. He's Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. Did they use his real name, though?
No.
When they said it?
It was a tweet, and they did.
They did. Jonathan Good.
They said Jonathan Good?
It was a tweet, but yeah, it said both. It said Dean Ambrose, Jonathan Good. Yeah. But we'll see. There's Dean Ambrose rumors coming later, so we'll get to him later. Right. Next up, though, we have Dean Ambrose versus EC3.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
And this time, hey, what happened last week?
Roll up.
Who won?
EC3.
Well, this time, Dean gets a roll-up victory.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you get it?
Oh,
like they're 69ing.
Do you get it?
Is that not
it? Do you get it?
So pre-show.
WWE. Get it?
Yeah.
No, Vince.
So let's see.
No, since that commercial, we have not gotten it.
Well, it's funny because in that commercial, a man gets thrown out of the building, 20 stories up to his death. And then that happens. And then Vince goes, get it? You killed someone.
You murdered people?
Yeah.
I guess we get it. Yeah. Don't fuck with Vince McMahon.
Right.
That's the only message I got.
Don't cross the boss. Not only did I throw him off a building, but I'm going to inject the poison.
No, you have to have your tongue.
Poison.
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 So anyways.
The poison.
I guess the third match.
Blood.
All right. What did I start? I created a monster.
You injected blood.
And then what did they do in that next match? Blood.
All right. So I guess the third match between Ambrose and EC3, someone will hit their finisher.
They roll each other up. Double pin.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they'll roll each other up.
Yeah.
So does EC3 hit the 1%er to beat Ambrose for the next one?
I think he'll hit the 2%er.
So EC3 already has a loss.
Well, it's Ambrose, though. It's a roll-up. None of these victories, roll-up victories don't count. For WWE never counts them.
Nikki Cross already got a loss.
Nikki Cross only loses.
Heavy Machinery.
Wait.
Could not.
Oh, they've lost all their matches.
For either tag team.
They lose all their matches.
Oh, they've won.
All of these newbies keep losing.
Has Lacey Evans had a match yet?
Oh, for one.
Outside of Rumble?
She's only had the Rumble, right?
Yeah. Still a loss.
Still a loss.
Still a loss.
Still a loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Lars
what was your point with
Lars is
there?
Lars was injected with poison.
He was.
Yeah.
All right, that's the last one. Okay, so next up we go backstage where Becky gets a visit from Alexa, who tells her to not apologize.
And but Alexa usually dresses like a poison.
All right, for the love of God.
Like a dancer for the band Poison.
I'm never bringing this up again. So, yeah, she tells Becky not to apologize, but Becky knows Alexa just wants her spot at Mania. Alexa then tells Becky, if you apologize, you won't be the man, you'll just be a sellout. And Becky says, if I do apologize, the only thing I'll be selling out is WrestleMania.
Nice.
Boom.
Yeah, because that thing never sells out.
Right.
So,
I don't know.
It's all Becky.
I mean, you know where we sat last year. All right, so next up we have Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. Mm. Versus the Revival for the Raw Tag Titles.
Take 10.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, hashtag FTR. It doesn't mean fuck the Revival.
Fight the Revival.
Nope.
Fuck the...
I don't know. Nope. They're not going to say that on WWE.
Yeah. It...
Follow the rules.
It was supposed to be forever the Revival.
Well, it was after, but first it was follow the rules, like follow the rules of a tag team match. That's what they said. That's what the announcer said. And so that's what it is now. Yeah.
No, it was fuck the Revival, and then they changed it into something else.
Because they kept fucking the Revival. Because
they can't afford new tights. Like, we're not going to get these guys new tights. Fuck that.
They kept fucking the Revival.
Don't forget to follow the Revival on Twitter and Instagram.
Follow the... Yeah, right. That's yeah, exactly. But this was a really good match.
Right.
Lots of false finishes.
Yep. Yes.
But in the end, the Revival hit the Shatter Machine on Chad Gable to become... Finally.
To earn a right to face them in
a chamber. No.
To earn the right to face someone in a later match.
No. They actually won the titles.
And new. Hashtag and new?
Yeah.
Hashtag and new.
And new Raw Tag Team Champions.
Look, you know what they say? It's better late than never.
Yeah.
That's the saying.
No, this
right.
is
not. You know, if this had happened like 5 months ago, I'd be super excited. And now I'm just like...
Why not put this on the freaking show?
About time.
Why not do this on the show?
On the chamber?
You think I need Strowman Corbin again?
Yes.
Why not make that for the Raw Tag Team Championships?
Because Raw sucks. They need something good to happen.
That's so true. Dumb.
He's right.
I don't need Finn to lose to Lashley and his manager. I don't need cruiserweights to exist. I need this match.
Don't you, though?
I know you want me.
So next up, Becky Lynch comes to the ring, followed by Triple H and Stephanie, who asked Becky to say those two little words. And, of course, the fans chant, suck it.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
It would have.
Becky says, if this is what it takes to get me to live my dream at WrestleMania, then I'm sorry.
Right.
And Stone Cold's like, what?
You piece of trash.
So Triple H tells Becky, congratulations, you're going to WrestleMania. And they all shake hands. Triple H and Stephanie leave the ring. And Becky's like, really? That's it?
And he's
like, yeah, no, we're not going to, we're faces again.
Yeah.
Bye. So Becky starts to hype the match, but then she's interrupted by Ronda, who gets in the ring. However, out comes Vince McMahon to the stage. And he tells Becky, you're not the man. I'm the man. And he injects WrestleMania with a lethal dose of poison.
There it is. He got to do it.
Becky, you're suspended for 60 days. I'm not going to accept your apology. They may. I'm not, okay? Which means, let's see, that suspension runs out, 5 days after this WrestleMania. We need someone that takes your place, someone with charisma, someone with charm, someone who knows their lane and they stay in it. We need someone who's going to take Ronda to the limit. We need Charlotte Flair.
Missed opportunity here. Why didn't he said all those things. Why didn't he say, we need someone with flair?
Well, because then he wouldn't, because then he can't say Charlotte Flair. What is he going to go? We need... Oh, you mean just say
just
Flair
say
and then Charlotte comes
someone
out.
With...
We need someone Flair. With Flair. And then she comes out.
Well, that would require someone in creative to...
Yeah.
Be creative.
I guess someone gave them a dose of poison.
This is just... Oh, God, this is bad.
I'm going to kill my creation.
So, and he did. Yeah, this is what happened.
You're going to break a tooth there.
Yeah, this is garbage. I hate this.
The poison thing?
I hate, no, I can do that forever.
right.
Next one, SmackDown. Yeah. See if it gets better.
Oh, well, Charlotte Flair kicks off SmackDown Live.
Right.
God. Troll the fans. Troll.
Yeah.
Charlotte says Vince chose her because she's a future Hall of Famer, and the main event of WrestleMania is the most important match of the year, and you can't risk it on a flash in the pan like Becky.
Like, this is like Josh Reese-level trolling.
It really is. Yeah. Charlotte dedicates the match to Becky, and the fans chant, "You suck," and then she gives them the what chant. Charlotte also says she will have a front row seat for Ronda's match against Ruby Riott at Elimination Chamber, and then she ends the promo just by randomly telling the fans to shut up. She's like, shut up.
Shut your mouth.
And her music plays.
Yeah.
And that's it. Becky doesn't show up.
Nope. She's suspended.
Yeah, she can't break her suspension. Clearly, she's going to ruin Ric Flair's birthday, right? I mean...
Oh, God,
She'll come out with a beer truck.
A whiskey truck.
A whiskey truck. And Flair would be like, no, I'm 2 days sober. And then he'll get soaked.
No, it's Flair. It's like, that's beginning. Something Stone Cold would do.
Yeah.
Angle would do milk.
Right.
With Flair, it's like, here's a whore machine. And then it's just shooting whores at Flair.
Oh, this is my nightmare. Oh, my God. How am I going to fuck all these whores?
I just told my wife I was done with these whores. And now they're throwing them at me. What's it got to do? Fuck them?
Yep. I got to fuck my way out of this.
Yeah.
I am hard.
I got to fuck my way out of this problem.
Charlotte, don't look or do whatever.
Oh, man.
So.
Moving on.
Moving on. We have Carmella and Naomi versus the Iconics and versus Mandy and Sonya. Another three-way. Carmella and Naomi dance to the ring together. That's cute.
Whatever.
I like I like what you said on the that radio show.
Uh-huh.
Like, so
Moffat on the mic.
Yeah, why Naomi and Carmella? And you're like, I don't know. They both like to dance.
Yeah.
So they're a team now.
Yeah.
Oh, you like to dance? I like to dance.
Let's dance.
We'll be team dance.
Yeah, because they're like, all right, we need tag teams now. Nikki and Alicia Fox, they're both crazy.
They're crazy.
Carmella and Naomi, they both like to dance. Tag team.
Yeah.
Tag.
Yeah. So Naomi hits her split-legged moonsaults on Mandy for the win. So Mandy and Sonya will start the chamber match against Sasha and Bayley. And then after the match, the Iconics beat up Naomi and Carmella.
Hmm.
Even though, you know, whatever. The Iconics, they're not going to do shit in that chamber match.
Nope.
Moving on, Mustafa Ali, it's been announced that he has been pulled from the Elimination Chamber due to the recent attacks from Samoa Joe and Eric Rowan. Although Meltzer says Ali suffered a concussion at a house show on Sunday, so whatever. He also has a black eye, but that obviously wouldn't keep him out of action.
Right. That happened like last week at SmackDown.
Yeah. But Ali cuts an iPhone promo promising to be back soon. So now the New Day must choose which member will replace Ali in the chamber. Hmm. Next up, we have McMiz TV. That's the new name of it.
Oh, boy.
Do you get it?
No.
No, you don't get it.
Like it's sponsored by McDonald's or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were in yellow and red clothes. Miz announces that Shane will be on an episode of NCIS LA,
With LL Cool J and Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Shane's upset that he told him. He's like, oh, I told you not to tell anyone but family. But Miz says, we're all family.
I mean, when he said an LL Cool J show, I thought he meant the lip sync battle.
Oh, no.
That would have been cooler. Him and Stephanie?
I hate that show.
No.
So their guests and opponents at Elimination Chamber, the Usos, come to the ring and they turn heel. Jimmy and Jay roast McMiz for calling themselves the best tag team in the world despite not traveling together, training together, eating together, or even bathing together.
Wow.
They said it. They said those words.
Yes.
PG show, ladies
and
gentlemen.
So the Usos are kind of into incest, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Incest porn.
Yeah.
It is popular right now, I've heard.
Have you? So things get heated when Miz asks Jimmy about Mandy Rose.
Ooh.
Shane and Miz raise their titles in the air, but then the Usos super kick both of them at the same time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, who are the heels here?
The Usos.
The Usos.
I know, but it's like, it's almost like the guy insulted his wife, and so they get super kicked for
insulted his penis.
Yeah.
Right, that's true.
He said, "How's Mandy? I know you fucking that."
Yeah, in the bathtub with your brother.
Good Lord.
Right.
All right, next up, though, we got the gauntlet match for the last hour of SmackDown.
Literally.
We got everyone in the chamber, everyone that's in the chamber match for the WWE titles in, and whoever wins gets to exit the chamber last on Sunday.
Cool.
Daniel Bryan comes out first with Eric Rowan, and he cuts a promo, but he's interrupted by the New Day, with Kofi being the chosen one.
Yeah.
Rowan and New Day get thrown out of the match for causing too much trouble. Daniel and Kofi go, I don't know, over 20 minutes?
30 minutes.
Daniel goes for the running knee, but Kofi hits Trouble in Paradise to eliminate the champ.
That was amazing.
He pinned him?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
And new World Wrestling Entertainment title champion.
You can't say wrestling on the show.
Yeah.
WWF
champion.
I don't know.
WWE title champion.
Vegan champion.
Vegan Fallen Oak champion.
So Daniel,
way to have Daniel look strong going into the...
It's because he's fucking winning it. This is what they fucking do.
Chamber.
Jeff Hardy comes out next, but he gets eliminated when Kofi hits the SOS.
But you have Kofi Kingston, a tag team guy, beat Daniel Bryan pretty much clean in a 30-minute match.
There's no pretty much about it.
It was clean. It was totally clean.
Totally clean.
If anything, it was dirty right up, like, you know, Rowan interfered and Kofi still won.
Yeah.
So Kofi pins the champ and then eliminates Jeff Hardy next. Samoa Joe comes out and Kofi eliminates him with a roll up.
Yeah. What is going on with Kofi Kingston?
If Mustafa, right. I think they just gave, like, if Mustafa Ali would have done all of this.
Yeah, would have, yeah,
if
right.
If he wasn't injured.
Yeah.
So they gave it to Kofi.
Yeah.
Joe gets pissed. He attacks Kofi with a devastating Uranagi slam. It looked really painful.
Oh, yeah.
Joe then puts Kofi to sleep with the Coquina clutch, but then AJ Styles comes out and Joe leaves. Kofi wants to continue even though he's all fucked up. Styles tells Kofi, "You don't have to do this," but Kofi fires himself up and pushes AJ's face. So they continue, but ultimately Kofi taps to the calf crusher. Woods and Big E run out to help Kofi to the back.
And he got a standing ovation from the crowd.
Well, it was a great performance.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, if we had a Wrestler of the Week award, it would go to Kofi.
For real.
So they help him to the back. Randy Orton's music hits. There's a tight zoom on Styles. And then RKO out of nowhere for the win. Mm. So Randy gets to be the last entrant in the chamber. There you go.
All right.
All right, Randy.
And no Asuka 3 weeks in a row.
You know, it's funny because she's being...
But what is she, though? Right. Like, what is she?
She's just the blue...
She's being advertised for the chamber.
She's just
What are you talking about? She has no match.
On the advertisements, she is
it's
being
her face.
Advertised.
Yeah.
What you, oh, funny. Like the local commercials?
Like the local commercials, the Instagram and Facebook commercials?
Yeah, it's because they do that shit 6 months in advance.
Well,
so.
Yeah, she has nothing on there.
And remember, they were due... After... The Shield, after like Roman left with leukemia, you know, that was like October. And then there was, what was it in November? That's something recently, right? Something here we went to?
Maybe a Raw or SmackDown.
And they were advertising like the Shield reunion. It was like, well, I don't know about that. But
right, yeah.
Yeah, so. I know. He's just saying.
Yeah.
Or for your comment. It's like, yeah, what is she doing?
Right.
Where has she been?
Who
She's
is she?
She's the new Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
For the women's title.
She is?
Yeah.
So that's how SmackDown ends. So now it's time for awards. So who was your worst dressed?
My worst dressed was Ronda Rousey.
I had Ronda as well.
Ronda Rousey, sweep it.
Okay.
I don't know what she was doing there.
It was like a short sleeve sweater?
Like no makeup,
Belichick style.
Short sleeve sweater thing. Yeah. Awful.
It's almost like Orton's like sleeveless hoodie.
Oh, best dressed.
I had Billy Kay.
I had Mandy Rose.
As much as I hate to admit it, I thought Charlotte looked really good.
I'm telling you, in street clothes?
You like street clothes, looks, Charlotte.
She looks way better than when she's in a wrestling gear.
Yeah.
She really does.
Yeah. She looks like a woman.
A woman?
A woman.
Worst acting?
The Authority.
Okay.
I have Vince.
Specifically. Yeah.
I'll lean more towards Stephanie.
Okay.
Vince was really bad, too.
I had Vince. Yeah.
Vince is never...
He's just winging it.
He is.
And it's really bad.
Right.
Best acting.
I'm actually going to give mine to Kofi Kingston.
Hmm. All right.
Because he was great in that match. He sold everything. He had the best performance he's had in years. And, I mean, everyone really... When he fired himself up, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, look, Becky had some great lines, but I loved what Seth talked about. So I'm giving it to Seth Rollins.
Nice. I had Seth as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good. Okay. Worst comment? I had Stephanie's Elimination Chamber view.
I had the Samoan Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Samoan Slaughterhouse. Just stop.
That's their new tag team name, I guess, even though we all know it's the Samoan Monsters.
Right? Yeah.
I named them. Best comment?
Corey Graves. They're talking about... Rowan becoming a factor at Elimination Chamber. And Corey Graves pointed out, he's like, how is Rowan going to help Brian on Sunday? What, with telekinesis and telepathy?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he's locked out.
Oh, he'll get in.
He'll get in, of
course. Or he'll hand Daniel something. He'll be involved.
He'll do some hand stuff for Daniel.
Oh, yeah. Well, he already does all that.
Here's some meta ame.
Yeah.
I had Ambrose saying, you know, I only have one thing to say to you, slay the beast.
Right, right.
That was really good. I like when Corey was talking about Charlotte, and he goes, she bleeds gold,
because
she's a flair.
Yeah.
Kind of a knock to Rick.
All right.
Or a notch to Rick, yeah.
Right. Worst match?
Six-woman SmackDown.
That is correct.
Yes, correct.
Super slow-mo match?
Six-man tag on Raw?
Yes.
Okay, I doubled down with the women's tag, but... Whatever.
Okay.
Best match?
Revival.
The Gauntlet.
Either Revival versus Rude and Gable.
Yeah.
The Gauntlet was good.
The Gauntlet was long, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, it's hard to call that one match.
Right,
but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, you know, split hairs, Kofi versus Bryan.
That was really good matches by itself.
That was the best
part
of the Gauntlet. Worst move?
I didn't really have a worst move.
I had breaking up a pin attempt in a match where, as long as you don't lose... You don't become the first entrant.
That, I have that.
There are like three of them.
That's a good one. I had Kevin Owens' gutter ball.
Right.
Nice.
Best move?
I had the Trouble in Paradise, where Brian was going for the knee. And
Kofi... his first Trouble in Paradise, yes.
That was really good.
I had Joe's Uranagi slam on Kofi.
That did look painful.
Because it looked real.
Yeah.
Worst moment. What do you guys have for worst moments?
Oh, man.
It's so hard. I don't know. Was there a worst moment this week?
You know, I think one could squeak by.
Yeah.
Probably Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte replacing Becky.
Like her promo in the beginning of SmackDown?
Like just any time she showed her stupid fucking face.
Charlotte Flair.
I don't hate Charlotte Flair.
I don't hate Charlotte Flair.
This is just not her time.
It is. Thank you. That's exactly not her what time. It is.
If Stone Cold...
Move along.
If Stone Cold won the Rumble, and then he's like, I'm going to fight Shawn Michaels for the WWF Championship. And then Vince comes out, and he's like, no, you're not. It's going to be The Rock. And as over as The Rock is, and you know, even though he's like the second biggest star next to Stone Cold, people would still hate it, and they would fucking hate The Rock for it.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's like, no.
Yes.
We want Stone Cold. Stone Cold is the chosen one.
Give us Stone Cold.
Give us Stone Cold, you son of a bitch. And best moment? The Revival, right?
Revival winning the titles.
Yeah.
I mean...
Again, I don't like that they did it
5 months overdue, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean...
There's really nothing super great on these shows, so...
Right.
Right.
That's all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Starts off sad this week because Pedro Morales passed away at the age of 76.
Bummer.
He was suffering from Parkinson's disease. Joe, what was your favorite match with Pedro Morales?
It must have been the... There was a battle royal
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, I hope I'm not getting this wrong.
Oh, I thought I was screwing with you.
Oh. Was it Kate? There was a battle royal where it was Paige Morales and Tony Atlas were the last two in the ring, and they're both faces.
Uh-huh.
So they flipped a coin, and he won.
Oh, right. I've heard
so
about
Tony
that.
Atlas eliminated himself and
that's
left
funny.
Because they wouldn't fight.
Because they're faces.
Faces yeah. can't fight.
Right.
I think it was him.
Okay.
Pretty sure it was him.
All right. Yeah, I'm too young to... I never saw a Pedro Morales match or anything like that, but yeah, obviously sad. Also...
And fuck you for calling me old.
It was a joke.
Also...
You didn't. You know what? You were like, hey, let me think about this.
No, because I had one, just in case you said it. Just in case you asked.
I mean, he's not that much older than Hulk Hogan, right? So...
I don't know.
It's not that much of a stretch.
No.
Kenny Omega showed up at the Double or Nothing rally last week, confirming that he has signed with All Elite Wrestling.
Yep.
He's an executive vice president like Cody and the Young Bucks, so he was all in from the beginning.
Of course.
And then Chris Jericho showed up, and they had a scuffle, so their rematch will take place at Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
In Vegas. In May.
Speaking of Double or Nothing, the pre-sale happened for tickets. The event sold out in 25 minutes.
The pre-sale.
Yeah. Well, no, they put almost all the tickets on the pre-sale.
Right, but not all of them.
There's still a general sale that will happen, but that's expected to get rid of the rest of them.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm sure it'll sell out.
Yeah,
I mean, the first one sold out in 30 minutes too.
Yeah,
so
14,000 tickets.
This one, oh right, and so I guess only a few more thousand are left,
probably
because I read that wherever it is, the MGM, whatever the fuck it's called, has a capacity of like over 16,000.
Okay,
and maybe that's more with a wrestling show.
Do you guys see this part?
What's happening?
This was him making his debut.
Omega.
Yeah. Fucked up.
Goodbye. Mwah. And good night. Bang.
Like, that's his big line?
Yeah.
That seems retarded.
That's his thing.
That's him?
That's his thing.
All right, good. Don't come to WWE.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. He's like, all right, hold on. Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get my gimmick out. Like, oh, that was awful. Sorry, for a first impression of the guy doing a promo.
Right.
I was like, ugh.
Okay.
If you're still looking to maybe try to get tickets for that, they're supposed to go on sale tomorrow at noon Eastern.
So Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
What arena is it?
Wednesday.
It's in Vegas?
Yeah.
Do we know
MGM Grand.
MGM
Grand?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got.
Is that going to be their first official like pay per view?
That's the first All Elite Wrestling.
Well, the
show.
One that's associated with All Elite. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, The Undertaker has removed all mentions of WWE from his social media, and is charging $25,000 an hour for appearances.
Is that accurate?
So do you want to? Whose birthday is coming up next? Joe's.
Yeah.
You want Undertaker to be there? Cool. All right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Some money together.
Somebody please donate $25,000.
Yeah.
Even if we can get him here for like
$25,000 for Undertaker's appearance.
Right, 2 minutes?
Huh?
Maybe like 2 minutes?
Oh, maybe like a 2 minute thing?
Yeah.
Did you do the math on that, Eric?
No. Okay. Well, look, so $25,000 an hour seems steep. So he's doing a signing.
That's still like $800.
He's doing a signing here at a store at a mall down 45.
All right.
These guys seem to bring a lot of big wrestlers.
Yeah.
So it's $150 for an autograph or $150 for a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's say your average fan spends $300 because they want both. And how many fans do you think they can do in an hour? 60?
In an hour for Undertaker?
Yeah.
Way more than 60.
No,
per hour.
Per hour.
I would say 40.
Oh. 40. Okay.
I think it takes more than a minute to sign.
Okay, so 40 times 300, that's only $12,000.
Right.
So if he's charging $25,000.
They also pay him to go there.
Well,
yeah,
I understand. I understand that.
There's a fee to enter, right? Usually these things?
No, if you buy the tickets.
Well, what is this event?
It's just they're bringing him to the store.
Who's they? What is it?
It's called like Fitterman Sports or something.
Yeah, well, they're paying him to be there.
And he lives in Texas or something, right?
Where's he lives in Austin.
Yeah.
Austin,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Again, I don't know how much they could pay him. He's the Undertaker. Like, why would you do a signing for $30,000 even if you're the Undertaker?
Right.
I don't get it.
pay off a credit card. but no, the fact that he removed WWE obviously doesn't... maybe he's not going to be at WrestleMania this year. Who knows what's happening? Maybe he had a fallout with Vince. No one really knows.
Yeah. That's it. He just walks away.
Yeah, his last match is Saudi Mania.
Right. So, yeah, these guys brought in, like, Hogan not too long ago. They brought in Kevin Nash and Scott Hall.
What store is this?
Fitterman Sports Group in Baybrook Mall.
Okay.
For Hogan, it was $99 per autograph, $99 per photo.
Yeah.
And for Hall and Nash, it was $40 per autograph, $60 for autograph and photo, or $100 for one of each from both.
And how much are you paying for Seth Rollins?
Come on, Andrew.
What?
We don't want to laugh at him on
that. Okay. So those were a little expensive. But you also get full access to access.
That's true.
Also, take off $55.
Yeah, and it's about the same. It's about the same. But I do get a photo and an autograph.
Can we be in the photo with you?
Not now, you can't.
Can Joe be in the photo with you?
Maybe.
You should listen to NXT. All right, any other news?
Not for me.
No, okay, let's get to rumors.
Let's do it.
Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
Hot rumor is that Eric's going to spend another $300 to meet Shane at the... No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's sold out.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, fuck.
I guess I'll have to buy it off StubHub.
Yeah. So a future match between Becky and Stephanie could be in the works. Maybe at SummerSlam. We hinted at this when Becky kicked her in the knee. It seemed like maybe they'll do this at some point. So maybe they'll do it at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And bleh, whatever. Hopefully Becky will be the champ by then, and Stephanie will be like, I'm going to take your title.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Then she doesn't.
No. That will never happen.
Also, Dave Meltzer reported that Dean Ambrose went off script on Raw when he told Seth to slay the beast. Meltzer said that Ambrose was supposed to talk for a lot longer and also talk about Roman Reigns and the history of the Shield and all that stuff.
Yeah.
If that's true... then Ambrose made the right call.
Yes.
By just doing this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it was true, but if it was true, then Ambrose made the right call.
Yeah.
And one of the big rumors about Ambrose leaving is that, you know, he's frustrated with creative and how they do his character. And he's like the perfect example of just let him be himself, let him do his own thing.
Yes.
And he'll be fucking awesome.
See, and the thing is, like, someone posted a video in our podcast, like our Facebook group, and it's like a 4-minute clip of like Ambrose like talking about why he's leaving. It's like different cuts, and he's like, I'm getting up in age, my body doesn't recover as quickly as I'd like to, there's still things that I want to do and accomplish before I can't recover anymore. So I mean, it's if he leaves, I mean, he may have that chance to do those things.
Sure.
I mean, one of them's probably Renee and Charlie, and, you know.
He wants to do them?
He wants to do both of them.
Maybe he's going to have a baby.
Maybe.
He's going to have a baby?
His biological...
He's going to
have a baby. Stop talking about his penis, Joe.
Right.
How dare you?
It's his penis.
That's his penis. It's his balls. Stop talking about his semen. Ugh. All right. Pro Wrestling Sheet is reporting that Batista is currently in talks with WWE and All Elite Wrestling for a potential return.
Huh? Oh, so what, he can go then?
Sure, it's just a way to get more money.
Goldberg.
I'm sure it's just a way to get more money from WWE.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know. Pro Wrestling Insider reported that WWE will begin producing films to be released on Netflix.
That'll make recaps easier.
That's true, yeah. I mean, I don't know about what these films are going to be.
Why don't they just put the ones they have now on there?
Yeah, right.
These aren't going to be any better.
No.
Probably not. No.
No.
Any other rumors?
Negative.
Then it's trivia time.
Trivia time.
Let's do it.
You guys want to play as a group or against each other?
Fuck Eric. I want my revenge.
Come on, Eric. You got this.
Yeah, I do.
Here we go. I win.
Name the wrestler who has the most eliminations in a single chamber match?
Braun Strowman.
That is correct. How many eliminations
suck it,
did
five.
He have?
Five.
Sorry.
Suck it.
What did you suck what? It?
He did.
What?
Yeah.
What? He was saying suck it the whole time.
I said suck it five. Suck it.
Who spent
I
the shortest
work as a
time?
Team.
The Who spent the shortest time in an elimination chamber match at 2 minutes and 5 seconds?
Ooh.
The year was 2003.
2003?
Oh, God.
He was eliminated by Chris Jericho. The clues keep coming.
RVD.
No. You have any guesses?
Carlito?
No.
Booker T?
No. Well, keep going.
Keep going.
Big Daddy Cool. Kevin Nash.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Who has appeared in the most elimination chambers without winning one?
Orton?
That is correct.
Nice.
On the board.
We make a great team.
We make a great team. Braun Strowman, you said, has five.
Uh-huh.
Right? There are three men tied with three for the next most eliminations in a single chamber. Can you name any of them? I'll
Goldberg.
Give you points for each one. Andrew, yes.
Triple H.
That is incorrect.
Shawn There's Michaels.
Two more?
No.
Kane.
No.
What?
John Cena.
The next two are not obvious. One is like, okay, you'd be like,
Undertaker?
And one is like, huh?
Okay, I said Undertaker.
What is
no?
even? Undertaker is correct. Right. Wait, you already said Undertaker.
No. That's
no,
another
you
one.
Said Undertaker.
I said Goldberg.
Oh, you did?
That's two.
Okay.
I'm winning.
There's one more. This one's worth two.
What the fuck? What kind of horseshit is this? Big Show.
No.
Rey Mysterio?
No.
Eugene. You said it's not obvious. Eugene.
Was he ever in it?
No, no, no.
Kind of looks like Eugene.
Chris Jericho?
Doink the Clown?
Yes.
No.
That's it.
None of those.
All right, who is it?
Carlito.
Oh, okay.
Wow, geez.
He worked with Chris Masters to eliminate like Michaels and Jericho, and then
okay.
he turned on Masters.
Okay.
Who has had the most appearances ever in Elimination Chamber?
Triple H.
No. Andrew.
Kane.
No. Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
That's what I was about to guess.
About to say it.
No. You only get one guess. I'll give Eric one chance for a steal.
What?
Who has the most Elimination Chamber wins ever?
Triple H.
That is correct for the game.
Redemption.
But you said it was my guess.
Was it your guess? It's still out there for guesses.
Yeah. It would have been a tie. That would have sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good team effort.
Yeah. Good job.
There you go. Elimination Chamber trivia.
Nice. That's great.
Right.
That's so great. All right. Now it's time for some fan questions.
Yep.
Give me some music. While I pull it up.
Five.
They changed the app. Hold on. It's like, where is it? Hold on. Give me a
change
second.
Changed the Facebook app?
The Patreon app. And now it's not loading.
That's all ice.
That's awesome.
All right. Super. Eric, what was a question that you would have made up if you were a fan?
Ooh. Push.
Cal Guy. Two, Push Fire Barry Charlotte being added to the Raw title match.
That's fire.
Fire.
Balor being added to the Universal title match.
Okay.
Push.
And Brian versus AJ versus Samoa Joe for the WWE title.
Brian
versus AJ versus Samoa Joe. No, I would push that, bury the Balor thing, and
yeah.
then fire the Charlotte thing, because I don't want Seth to have help.
Mm.
I don't want it to be like a weird, oh, he'd even pin Brock Lesnar.
Right. Merry Christmas, Steve. Hey, guys. Just wondering, who is playing the roles of Xavier Woods and Brad Maddox in Fighting With My Family?
We haven't seen it yet. We
starring
can't wait.
Yeah. Paige here.
We can't wait to
I've been wondering that myself.
Hopefully they'll play themselves.
Yeah.
Ziggy the Beast. Hey, guys. When are we going to get the Joe Pisano Lock of the Century shirts made?
Right.
Also, where the fuck is Asuka?
We should right. have like John David Guerra like draw Joe carrying like a giant lock. It says, like, Lock of the Century.
Maybe.
If you Trace Browning, if you had to cast one current wrestler to be in a superhero movie, who would you cast and who would they play?
I would cast Batista as Drax.
That's a good one.
Guardians of the-
Someone should do that.
Damn, that's nice.
I don't know, maybe Seth Rollins?
Brock Lesnar to be Eddie Brock in
Venom. Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
He looks like Eddie Brock.
Right.
That's what's the weird.
John Cena as Captain America?
Too easy.
Too easy.
We've already said that in another, I think.
Right.
Yeah, everyone said that.
Evan Bourne as Spider-Man.
Current wrestler. Oh,
sorry.
In WWE.
Evan Bourne.
Not Impact Wrestling.
Jesus.
Yeah. Bradley Tipton, 1 to 10 scale. How bad does Vince McMahon suck ass?
-4.
I mean, like right now, he's like a 9.
Oh, that's the way it's going. I'll say a 14.
That's how scale works.
Steven Stafford. Who would you want to beat Cena at WrestleMania? Drew McIntyre or Samoa Joe?
Samoa Joe. They feuded when they were both in the independent league together, and apparently it was like an amazing feud.
Really?
Yeah. Like in the LA pro wrestling or
like
whatever.
Like in 2001?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
When he was the prototype?
Yes. The prototype John Cena.
Yeah. Kyle Gardner, does WWE go out of their way to screw things up? Yes. I think that's obvious. Alex Kerpek, how would you guys book the return of Roman Reigns?
So like he's ready to come back full time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have him help Seth at Mania?
Ugh.
No.
I
want Seth to win by himself.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's true.
Come back. Like, do the Hulk Hogan thing. Not, you know, like, he comes out, you think he's going to help Seth, but he fucking spears him and he turns heel.
I would have Seth have a Survivor Series team and someone gets hurt at the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, he does the save as the one.
That would be pretty good.
But imagine he comes back, and it's like, oh, my God, he beat leukemia. He's back. And then he fucking spears Seth and turns heel like we have always wanted him to be heel.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be bad for him to do it the day he gets back from cancer, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
But it would be good.
Gabriel Ballin, are there any current or past superstars, male or female, that you guys are not fans of but don't understand why a majority of fans do like them?
We've talked about this before. I don't know who likes Lashley, but he would be...
Yeah.
You think a majority of fans like him?
People like him in his first run.
People seem to like him when you go on like social media. People are like, I wish I could see more Lashley, like, Lashley.
Following
Lashley.
Naomi. That's a good one. Yeah, Naomi. So many people love Naomi for some reason.
Yeah, and I just don't get it.
No, I don't
get it. I don't think she's that popular to where like...
No.
Social media, like she
people
is.
People go
it's
nuts
crazy.
For her.
I remember when Joe and I were watching the Royal Rumble many years ago, the one that Sheamus won. It was Sheamus and Jericho's the final two, and we're like, oh my God, Jericho's finally going to win a Rumble. And then Sheamus throws out Jericho. And like Buffalo Wild Wings, the whole place went crazy, and we're like, Sheamus?
Like, are we in Ireland? What just happened?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't, we didn't get him.
Was that the year
and
he
I
fought
still
Daniel
don't,
Bryan?
Still don't. I think so.
It won in like 5 seconds.
Yep. Yeah, because he made out with AJ
Bro
Lee.
Bro kick.
Yeah. Orlando Alvarado, is Asuka getting a match this year besides the Royal Rumble match? Like maybe she doesn't even have a WrestleMania match.
That's it. She's done for the year.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Now.
Millen Parmar, did Vince inject the main event of WrestleMania with a lethal dose of poison?
He sure as hell did.
Anthony Parrish, do you think Xavier Woods never gets the chances because WWE can't handle him in a spotlight given the fame of his internet video?
I've wondered that.
That's
interesting. Nah, because Hogan has a sex tape and they fucking bring him back.
No.
True.
Michael McNeil, Gorin, why do wrestlers mistake getting heat for us genuinely wanting them to fuck off like Nia Jax and Charlotte?
That's wrestling.
Yeah. Again, Charlotte has heat only because she was added to a match that no one wants her in.
Yes.
So, Daniel Fisher, why does Vince hate us? That's a good question. Hard to answer. Andrew Frelinger, real quick, how would you book the U.S. title from now to Mania to get us to care about it again? Good Lord. I don't know. Get it off R-Truth.
Yeah. Have anyone else hold it?
Tim Odgen, how do you salvage Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte? Obviously,
get rid of Charlotte.
Get rid of Charlotte.
There it is.
Goodbye.
Yeah, there you go. That's fan questions. So now it is time for Elimination Chamber predictions.
Predictions.
Hey, Eric.
Hi.
Who's the champion right now?
Me, so hand me my belt.
Who's going to be the champion after this pay-per-view?
Me, so I'm taking home my belt.
No.
Can I have that belt, please?
No, sir.
Can you hand it to me?
Andrew, are you not supposed to get it before the podcast starts?
Up.
Are you not supposed to get it?
What is happening?
Eric.
Whoa. Let me chill the fuck out, everyone.
Chill the fuck out, bro.
Good Lord.
God. My God. Look at Macho Man.
Yeah.
Poor Boss Man.
Yes.
Ray Trailer.
Wait, Eric is the champ?
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
I know.
I mean, I don't care. It's just a stupid prediction title.
You know, that's actually why I wasn't here last week, because me and my title here took a little trip. Got better reacquainted.
You regaled it?
Oh, it's so regal.
All right, we need a new title.
If this was a movie theater, it would be Regal Theaters.
Yikes.
I bet
Yikes.
You did it on this face, too.
This one.
Right on
Joe's.
And
this one.
Right on our faces.
Not so much here.
Yeah.
No, a little bit there, but mainly here.
Moving on. Okay.
Yes.
What's happening? Anyways, Elimination Chamber scorecard. Thank you to Fabio Morbido for making them, of course.
Yes.
First match. Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa.
Ooh.
Can we take these off?
This was a tough one.
Can we take the Cruiserweight matches off?
Do we all have
Murphy with a pin?
I'm serious, though. In the future, can we take the Cruiserweight matches off?
Fabio. It's on the card. You can't take it off.
It's on the card.
It's on
There's
the card.
Eric, the purist.
The purist.
When it comes to these scorecards.
Damn right.
All right, next up, we got the Intercontinental Championship. Balor versus Lashley and Leo Rush.
Lashley and Rush with a pin.
Yeah.
That's what I have. I think Balor could win it, like, with a DQ.
But Leo Rush is in the match, so it's hard to DQ.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he wins the fast lane match, and then that's how you have them fight it.
SmackDown Tag Titles, Mick Miz versus the Usos.
Yeah,
Miz and
clearly,
Shane.
Clearly the Usos.
With a pin.
What?
Huh?
Just kidding. Mick Miz.
Mick Miz. I have Miz pinning Jimmy.
I have Miz pinning Jay.
I have Shane winner pinning Jay.
Oh, all right.
So there you go.
Our first disagreement.
All right, Joe's down two. Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin in a who-gives-a-shit match.
Here's where I,
whoever loses gets shit dumped on them.
Yes. Strowman with a pin.
Yeah, of course.
Strowman with a pin. Any outside interference?
Yes.
Of course. Drew McIntyre's not on this.
Kurt Angle.
Yes.
Kurt Angle.
This will become a tag match.
Of course. Just
will
like
this
Raw.
Be the first time they change the match on a pay-per-view?
Maybe.
Make it a tag match?
Right.
Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riot.
Yeah, Ronda with
Rousey
a submission.
With a submission.
Ronda with a submission. Outside interference?
Yes.
Yes.
I have yes.
All right. Should we even do this scorecard? No, here's where everything will come into play.
Yes.
The Elimination Chamber matches. First up, we got the Women's Tag Team match. Let's do the other. I like to do the other stuff first
before we
announce the winners. All right. So, any outside interference?
No.
No.
I have no. Who's the last team to exit the chamber pod?
Naya and Tamina.
Right. First eliminated.
Iconics.
Mandy and Sonya.
I have the Iconics. Who has the most eliminations?
Naya and Tamina.
Does anyone climb on top of a pod?
Sure. Yes.
Yes. Sure. Any weapons?
No.
No.
I have no. Final two teams.
Naya and Tamina. Bailey and Sasha.
Correct.
That's what I have as well, since the other four teams have no chance of winning this.
Right.
And who wins it?
Naya and Tamina.
I changed my mind.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
You have Bailey, the hug and fuck connection?
I have the hug and fuck connection.
Really?
I do.
Yeah.
And you don't have them winning at WrestleMania to give them something to do there, something big
sure.
to do.
Sure, they could win at WrestleMania too.
No, but winning a title at WrestleMania is a big deal.
Okay, this. Why did they have this at the chamber? That's the true question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I just think Naya and Timmy, like they're the first ever. I don't know.
Right.
And their backs are against the wall, being the first two teams.
Yeah.
Now, there's a chance Sasha doesn't get medically cleared, so I could be fucked there. But I don't know. We'll
see. Like a real chance of that?
I think that's why she hasn't been in the ring.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, WWE Championship in the chamber. Daniel Bryan, Styles, Hardy, Kingston, Orton, and Samoa Joe. Any outside interference?
I'm going to say no here.
Yes.
I have yes. Eric Rowan is there.
Okay.
How many pods are broken?
Two.
One.
I have two. Who's first eliminated?
Kofi. Jeff Hardy. He said Kofi.
I have Kofi, okay. Which is funny after that performance.
You guys must have not seen how good he did in the gauntlet.
So yeah. Much momentum.
So much momentum.
First eliminated.
Who has the most eliminations?
Styles.
AJ Styles.
I have Randy Orton.
Okay.
Does anyone climb on top of a pod?
Yes.
Yes. Any weapons used?
Yes.
No.
I have yes. I think Rowan hands Brian some...
Soy.
Some hemp-made brass knuckles.
They're so soft.
It's brass...
Cedar knuckles.
It's brass-enforced hemp. That's what it is.
Right.
Right.
And then who are the final two?
Daniel Bryan and Styles.
Yeah.
That's what I have as well. And Daniel Bryan wins.
Yeah.
Any special appearances?
No.
I put Luke Harper.
All right.
Maybe he got both of them. He's going to have the Bludgeon Brothers.
The Bludgeons.
I almost put Bray Wyatt, but I mean, he's got really nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
Nothing. How many announcer tables are broken?
I put one.
One.
I put one just because the only match I feel that has a shot is Corbin and Strowman.
Right.
What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
Corbin, Strowman.
I have the IC title.
All right.
Good.
I have a SmackDown title.
So what is it just going to have one pre-show match then?
We don't know.
Who knows?
I mean, out of this card, there's only one that's going to be on the pre-show probably.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Could they make like Balor on the pre-show? No.
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 No, they'll probably add one.
Strowman Corbin won't be. Yeah. Can have Rousey.
There's another match, they'll be added.
They'll fucking add a match.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's an hour-long pre-show. If they want, they could add a match. All right. What's the main event?
I have the women's tag title.
Me too.
That's what I have.
All right.
Yeah. And then will there be blood?
Yes.
Yes.
Will there be blood?
Doesn't work.
There could be.
Doesn't work.
You know, that's kind of interesting because Chambers this Sunday, no Becky. Charlotte's not having a match.
No Seth Asuka.
Rollins, no Rollins, no Asuka, no Lesnar. Like, it's like a B-rated pay-per-view.
Right.
From the get-go.
So there you go. Andrew's already called it. The highest level it could get to is a B.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what you're working towards.
Yeah. It's Houston.
B.
They don't care about Houston.
Fuck.
I don't know. We had a...
We had a great takeover.
Pretty awesome, what is it, War Games last year?
Yeah. Well, that's NXT. Come on. That's different.
True. That's not WWE.
NXT's always great.
Right.
True.
So, all right. There you have it. The winning scorecard.
For the winning...
It's one of them. One of us has it.
The winningest man on this podcast.
His title. Why are we still doing this?
What is this fucking guy?
So until the chamber, make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out the website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @WrongWrestling. We have t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. And you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for exclusive rewards and the Elimination Chamber recap. So check that out.
Check it out.
Check it out. Check it out.
And we'll see you after the chamber.
See you later.
The Rousey Pop doesn't want to stand.
I'll still be champ.
We have a Rousey Pop now.
And I'll still be champ.
Confirmed. No.
Yeah, you said confirmed.
So much wrong with most love daddy can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallup push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacey Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
Always kill Lashley.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.